Te hiku o te ika te reo irirangi, e te iwi nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei wāhanga e kia nei ko taumatahanga, ko Daphne Pupata ahau to koutou kaikawe kōrero, kai papāho mo tēnei wāhanga o tērā. Hoi nō rā e tātou mā, kei runga i te waia kōrero ko Tiati Beecroft, ki te kōrero mo tōna tūranga hau, hei kaiwhakahaere ki te taha tamariki i ngā kōti. Engari, me tāhuri a ki tātou ki te reo Pākehā, ki te pōhiri aia, tēnā koe, how are you this afternoon?
Tēnā koe, he pai ki te kōrero i a koe i tēnei rā.
Oh, tēnā koe, really want to acknowledge that you did a mihi to us this afternoon. So, you've been appointed as the Children's Commissioner, Ehua, working in Kaitaia for how many years that you've worked here. How excited are you to be appointed this new position?
Well, to be honest, very excited. I had the role for about 3 years, but I was keen that there'd be the opportunity maybe for the five-year period that commissioners are usually appointed for. Now I'll have that. I'm excited. I mean, the role is a real privilege.
Kia ora.
Comes with some responsibility, but there's some real opportunities to make a difference for our, actually, 1.1 million under-18-year-olds, a quarter of the population. So it's a big group.
Oh.
But yes, if I'm honest, I'm excited, but I realise the sense of responsibility for the mahi that goes with it.
Ai, kia ora mō tērā. I think before we get too deep into our kōrero on your new role and the responsibilities that comes with it, I think we should take a look back at the mahi that you've done here in Te Hiku o Tika. So can you give us a little bit of kōrero about who you are, where you're from, and your background as a judge for the whānau courts?
Yeah, well, I've always loved the law. And I was a lawyer, and I helped set up the Community Law Centre in Mangere, was appointed a judge to Whanganui just after Motoa Garden. So that was quite a challenging time. And in 2001, appointed Principal Youth Court Judge. That's having responsibility for the youth courts throughout New Zealand, and that was a
Kilda.
Absolutely all-consuming role. It used to come to Kaitaia a lot. I met the Murray family, and was Murray who ran the court in Kaitaia really well. And that was a great experience for those 16 years, and then in 2016 appointed initially for 2 years as Children's Commissioner, now extended. So I guess one way or another I look back, and everything I have done in a sense has prepared me for this role and the challenges of this role.
Kia ora mō tērā. Just as you highlighted that you used to come to Kaitaia a lot for your mahi here, it doesn't really shine a great light on us here in Te Hiku o Tika, but hey aha, good to have you here, our friend.
I used to travel the whole country to try and get out and sit in courts up and down the country, so Kaitaia, no exception. Actually, you know, what always used to stand out about Kaitaia is that north of the Mangamukas, things worked out well. Local solutions to local problems.
Kia ora.
I was always quite encouraged. I enjoyed the sense of community ownership of issues and community attacking problems together. It was quite a good model in a way because of the distance.
Tēnā
koe. You couldn't rely so much or blame government for letting you down. You would roll up your sleeves, different groups, all around the community. I've just been meeting with Katie Murray, you might know, from NGO. Yeah, Waitomo Papakainga. And I mean, I visited that group and many others regularly. I was really encouraged to see local solutions for local issues really working.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. I feel like this is one of the times that I can only call you Andrew.
in my life.
Coming into your role as a Children's Commissioner, what does that role entail and what are the things and the responsibilities involved?
Well, I think it's a continuation of what I've done. What it mainly involves is being the advocate and watchdog, really, for New Zealand's just over 1 million children. That is nearly 25% of the population. So it's got a real job to say what's going on with our children, how well are we doing, where can we change, where can we improve. And the other half of the role is to monitor and assess the policies and practices of Oranga Tamariki. Both those jobs by themselves are huge. We've got a staff of about 20. We're based in Wellington. We get out as much as we can. We visit all the youth justice and care and protection lock-up residences. We speak to children and young people. In fact, most of our job is hearing from children and young people. They don't have a voice or a vote, often don't have much influence. We see it as our role to bring a children's voice and represent the children's perspective to decision-making.
Ai, tēnā koe mō tērā. You know, here in Aotearoa, I don't know the exact statistics, but I know that a lot of our tamariki are abused. And when we look at oranga tamariki and the things that have highlighted, well, the issues that have been highlighted under the umbrella of this kaupapa, you know, hasn't been all that great lately. But when we look at all of the mahi that oranga tamariki has done in the past for our tamariki, you know, we really need to acknowledge the good work that some of these caseworkers are doing, because I know some awesome oranga tamariki workers here in Kaitaia, and they all love our tamariki. And I think that's something that we can highlight with you being the new commissioner, you know, is that love for our tamariki and wanting a better future for our kids. So for you, Judge, oh no, Commissioner.
Andrew will do.
Yeah. So for you, in this position, what are some of the main things that you'd like to tackle here in Aotearoa? What issues do you want to highlight and tackle in this position?
Well, I start from this beginning. I'm asked how well our children do in Aotearoa. They 70% actually do quite well, some relatively well, so the great majority are okay. We're assured about that. But, and there is a but, 20% struggle with some pretty difficult circumstances, and 10%, it's about two even parks full worth of children, about 80 to 100,000, are in conditions of real stress, toxic, chronic stress, in which it's really hard for those children to thrive and flourish. I'm not saying that they can't, but it's a much tougher ask when there's low incomes, poor housing, family violence and abuse. Now, if you ask what my priorities are, it would be to bring that 10%, for all I'm worth, to bring that 10% up, and that means looking at child poverty, it means helping the government to erect a really good safety net. Also to work with community groups. I'd love to see, for instance, free school lunches for New Zealand children.
Kilda.
That would be a great thing to do. I'm looking forward to seeing what the effect of linking benefits for children to wages will be. I think we need to do much better for housing, and we'll be pushing harder for that every child has access to a warm, dry, stable house. And we let the state housing stock, community housing stock, really decay and reduce to really unacceptable levels. I mean, everyone knows they've got to be built up. That's going to take a while. I really want to see Oranga Tamariki succeed. They've got a huge job. Really, we need a revolution. The new legislation puts that in place. We sort of had it in 1989 with the then Visionary Children, Young Persons and Their Families Act. We all set the big changes then, but it never really happened. But the big change I want to see happen is that no decision is made about a child or young person, a tamariki or a rangatahi, without whānau, wāra whānau, hapū and iwi involvement in that decision making. I mean, it happens now for physical treasures such as land, river, streams and lakes. You can't make a decision as a local council or regional council without involving those groups. Well, why should it be any different for actual treasures, our children? And I think the real change in the model for Oranga Tamariki will be earlier intervention, a lot of support, and working with whānau, wāra whānau, hapū and iwi. Now, Oranga Tamariki have made some steps. I think they have a very small step to start with. There's a huge amount to do to make up for sort of 30 years plus of, I guess, practice that wasn't what we wanted it. But I'm often asked, well, is it going to work? Well, actually, I think it's the wrong question. The real question is, can we afford for it not to work? And the answer is,
Kia ora.
So I'll give it all I've got in this remaining 2 years to make sure that it does work. And as a public advocate, I'm committed to calling it out when it's not working.
Kia ora, thank you for that kōrero. You know, you highlighted a lot of issues that a lot of whānau here face, especially living in low decile areas such as this. You know, a lot of our tamariki are not going to school purely because they don't have lunch, or, you know, going to school starving and things like that. So I think personally that's a big issue, and that's one that I see quite a lot up here in Kaitaia. But thank you for coming on our show this afternoon. However, we do have te reo Māori restrictions, so I'm sorry to let you go, but we hope you have a good day and do well and succeed in all that you're trying to do, because what you're trying to do is amazing, mahi e hoa. So thank you for coming on our show this afternoon, Andrew. Do you have any final listeners for our listeners here in Te Hiku o Te Ika?
Well, in Kia ora, Pakeha, children are treasures, and it all starts with us, our own children and our own family. A lot's expected of us, and that's where we've got to put our first efforts to make sure those who we have responsibility for are loved, flourish and thrive.
Tēnā koe. Kia pai te roanga ake o tōra. Have a good day, ne?
Ai, ka kite anō.
Ka te ake rā i tātou mā koea, ko te reo kōrero o te kaiwhakahaere ki te taha tamariki, o tira Children's Commissioner ko Judge Beecroft tērā, i kōrero mō ngā kaupapa huhua kua Pākehā tātou ngā hāpori pēnei i a kaitaia, kua uhia ki runga, kua uhia te taua mō mō taumahatanga ki runga i a tātou, āhua ua ua. Te patua i wēnei taumahatanga, engari, he pai kite e tētahi tangata pēnei, engana kia patua i tēnei ngoikoretanga. Awairaini, e hara ko oranga tamariki, e hara nā te kāwanatanga, e hara nā te whānau anahe. Engari, kia kotahi ai tātou, kia whakatikatika ai i wēnei raruraru i roto i a tātou. Hoi nō rai tātou mā, kua tai te wā kia haka iri aki ngā kōrero. Noho tonu mai koutou katoa ki te reo o te hiku teika, marunga i te iarere i watikau mawhetu i ratahi.